Hi, and welcome to The Midlife Feast, the podcast for women who are hungry for more in this season of life. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Salib Huber. Come to my table, listen and learn from me, trusted guest experts in women's health, and interviews with women just like you. Each episode brings to the table juicy conversations designed to help you feast on midlife. Welcome back to my Midlife Undieting mini-series. Today is day 4. And today is about why we can't rush gentle nutrition. So if you're new to this idea of intuitive eating, you may not have heard the term gentle nutrition before, but it's one of the principles of intuitive eating. And it's one of the last because rushing into it too quickly, too soon, too early increases the chances that you'll turn intuitive eating into another diet. So essentially a set of rules that you're trying to follow in the pursuit of intentional weight loss, which is why it's so important not to rush the gentle nutrition piece if you are trying to redefine your relationship with food so that you're getting out of the diet cycle and that you're focusing primarily on health. And so when I run my group program, for example, Beyond the Scale, the gentle nutrition module doesn't come until the second to last module. It's module 5 out of 6. Because we have to go through the steps and the process of undieting first. We have to undiet beliefs about food, which is, you know, what I talked about in day 2 of this series. We have to understand where the desire for weight loss has come from or is coming from. We have to focus on attunement, which is learning to listen by tuning out the other things that are distractions. But when we do get to that point and the point where we're starting to talk about what we want to add in, that's really what gentle nutrition is all about. It's what can we add in instead of take away or restrict? Because unless you're allergic to something or you don't like it, there really are no foods that you need to avoid. There really are no good or bad foods. And yes, that does include sugar. Yes, that does include carbohydrates. Yes, that does include fats. It includes all food. You can say yes to what you enjoy and what you like, but you can also say yes to things that you want to choose as part of your health goals or nutrition goals, or sometimes just because you want to try them. We don't have to carefully control everything that we're eating if we're eating in a way that is attuned to all of our needs, including the need to meet our hunger and respond to hunger in a way that is filling and satisfying. And that's kind of what gentle nutrition really does, is that it just gives you the framework to make sure that you're meeting all of your needs with balance and variety, because if you're eating the same thing all the time, it gets really boring. If you're missing out on a food group, it's not satisfying. I often use this analogy of a three-legged stool. So if you're building a stool and you're putting the legs on, there is a fair amount of flexibility in where those legs need to go in order for the stool to stand. But you can't have two on the same side or in the same corner. You have to have kind of them spread out, but not perfectly. There's a bit of, you know, flexibility there. And that's what we need. We need a relationship with food or a framework for eating that is flexible, but also a little bit forgiving, but it has to prioritize satisfaction. What can you add in to make something more filling or satisfying? Maybe your gentle nutrition goal is to add in more protein or more fiber or more iron or more plants on your plate or more color. Whatever it is, we're saying yes to what you want and yes to what you need. Because that's kind of what gentle nutrition really is. It's kind of that sweet spot between what you want and what you need. So how can you tell if you're staying in the intuitive eating mindset and not getting caught up in kind of diet thinking? And one way is to ask yourself, am I choosing to add this in, or am I choosing to have this because of how I think it will change how my body looks? Or will this improve how my body feels and how my body works? And as long as you're staying focused on that, I think that you can say yes to anything. So tomorrow's our last day, and I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on what menopause nutrition looks like as an undieter. And so talking a little bit more about some of those unique needs, I think, of women in midlife, and especially women in midlife who are focused on their health. See you tomorrow. Hey there. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Midlife Feast. You can find a link to my group program, Beyond the Scale, and anything else that I've got on the go in the show notes. You can also find a link to download my free Menopause Nutrition for Undieters guide, which includes some of my favorite recipes to help you implement gentle nutrition. And as always, come hang out with me on Instagram at menopause.nutritionist. It's where I love to connect with people who are in this stage of life and are looking to try different instead of harder.